Good morning, everyone. Pardon?
It's okay to sit where I normally sit. You don't want people in front of you.
This is okay. This is okay. Our Soloveitchik once commented that there's a custom on Saturday nights that when you have a cup of wine, you let it spill over. And he said that a good Rebbe, a good Melamed, is one that has so much, that lets the people understand that he has so much Torah that it spills over. But he's only going to give him what's in the cup. In other words, he's able to be a good rhetoric speaker, to speak about the topic at hand, not to go on to tangents and to things and every other place in the world, but to stay on topic, even though he should give the feeling that he's an overflowing cup of information. I don't know if I'm at the level of having an overflowing cup, but I definitely have a lot to say this morning because of the events that are happening, not just down south, not just up north, and not just within our area, which, as we saw Friday night, is also targeted. But I'm going to try, to the best of my abilities, to stay within the topic that we've decided to explore this year, and that is, and now what? And to speak about something that many of us do every day, if there's a need. Sometimes there's a need to daven specifically for someone. Someone has an illness that you know of. How do you mention him or her in davening? How do we mention him?
Can I fall into a hole here, please? You're very much right. I thought, and I'm reading art school, there's a spot in art school where you plop in the name.
Yes, you do.
A paragraph and a name, it's all
Yes, you do. So let's take, for example, that spot in art school. Yeah. The bracha of Rifa'enu. May God heal the sick. And in the middle of it, you say, you're going to daven for X. Right. How do we do it?
Right.
What's the formula? You just say, God, heal him. What do we do? Do we say, God, please heal him, her? What do we do? No? So let's say it. You hear atzal milfanecha, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, sh'teev, rash nimam min ha-shamayim, b'fuas nevesh of the goof, la-chole, X ben X. Next.
B'toch
shar chole Yisrael. Translate those last words. B'toch shar chole Yisrael, four words.
Among the grouping of the chole Yisrael.
Among the grouping, so not exactly.
The range.
Within all the other sick people of the Jewish people, right? Heal them within the sick of all the Jewish people. What do you think about that? What is that? God, please heal him, just like you heal everyone else. What is that?
Well, because we're dying for in general. And then we're focusing specifically.
So why don't we just daven in general? If we're davening in general, let God, please heal the sick of the Jewish people. I don't want to give favoritism to Mr. X. God, you rule the world. You can do a few things at once. I mean, you're not a human being. So
you do want to give favoritism. It's your whole head that you're davening.
So you do want to give favoritism. No. So if that's the case, Alex, let's just say, as we should, God, heal my uncle. That's okay. God could say yes. God could say no. God could say I don't care. But why do we do this?
And everybody else.
In other words, we're playing a mishmash game over here.
Right.
If we want to daven for Mr. X, daven for Mr. X. If we want to daven for all the Jewish people, daven for all the Jewish people. Why the mishmash?
I think it's more poignant when you're saying it's related to specifically. So really, you are daven everything.
That's fine.
You have in mind. You can't think. What is in my mind, everyone? In mind, you have the people that you can relate to, and it is included in the klal.
So, if indeed you have in mind a specific person, and it's within the klal, so daven for the specific person and daven for the klal. Why mix them up in the same sentence? Say, Rifa'inu Hashem b'nei Rafe. Rafe cholei amo Yisrael. That's one thing we're going to say, and we're going to say, Yihir atzol milfanecha, shetishrach refuah shleima min ha-shamayim, refuah ta-nefesh ufrat ha-guf to Mr. X. Finished. Then go to the general. That's fine. So you're davening for the general welfare of the Jewish people. And then you're davening for your specific kol. But in this paragraph, which art school says you can insert, insert, you're mishmashing it. Keep them separate. In the same bracha, Bruce is worried about all the Jewish people. And he's also worried about Mr. X, because he knows Mr. X. So daven for Mr. X, and daven for the Jewish people. Why do you mishmash them?
The same formula and the same by avail. When you say the same thing, just so...
Absolutely. Same thing, same question. Hamakom yinachem otcha, as the minhag is, but, right?
So the answer to that is the same answer.
Toch shar v'leit zion v'yushalai? I don't understand it over here. You know, I want to comfort you. In davening, I'll ask God to comfort all those mourning over Zion and Jerusalem. Why mix them up in the same sentence? It's grammatically incorrect. You don't go from the singular to the plural in the same sentence.
I don't know the reason why they say when Avi Melech davened for, but when Avi Melech davened for and his whole palace, somehow he boomeranged on his wife and her.
Correct. Correct. There's no question that's one of the sources. What God, with Avram did in the time of Avimelech and Gerar. I want to explain it as follows. I believe that our real intention is to daven for all the Jewish people. We're not giving favoritism to Mr. X. We're not giving favoritism to Mrs. Y. We want to daven for all the Jewish people. Yeah. However, how do we relate to all the Jewish people? I mean, we're human beings. We know our community, perhaps. We know our country, perhaps. We cannot relate to the entire world because we haven't been to the entire world. We haven't met all the people over the entire earth. It's very difficult for us to relate to the number 6 million. Thousands. We can relate to Mr. X and Mr. Y. But to relate to thousands is extremely difficult. Therefore, Rav Soloveitchik explained that in the midst of the keynote on Tisha B'Av, when we speak about what this guy did to all the Jewish people, and what this guy did to the Jewish people during the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash and the Crusades, all of a sudden, smack in the middle, there's a kina about the daughter and the son of Yishmael Kohen Gadol. That's Rav Soloveitchik. What is that doing over here? We're talking about what has been done on this day of tragedy, to the entirety of the Jewish people. And said Rav Soloveitchik, it is impossible for a human being to relate to all the Jewish people. Within one tragedy, you can relate to many others. So if you take the number 6 million of the Holocaust and you pinpoint on one story, you can relate to it. You're not relating to it, and I want to be clear, because you just care about that one story. You're relating to the general tragedy by virtue of one story. And therefore, in the midst of the keynote, you have this very personal keynote about the daughter and the son of a Kohen Gadol. With due respect, they're one amongst many, but that one can, once you relate to it, now multiply it, and you understand how big the tragedy was. Therefore, there's a minhag brought in Shulchan Aruch, that on Tisha B'Av, where do you go in the afternoon? To the kever, to the cemetery. What does the cemetery have to do with Tisha B'Av? I can understand go to the Kotel, see the tragedy. I can understand going to various sites of Jewish tragedies throughout the generations in Europe and whatnot. Why the Beit HaKvarot? The answer is, look at one kever and say, what a loss. What a loss to the Jewish people. And now we understand. Multiply this by thousands and millions. Now I can understand. Therefore, when you ultimately come before God in prayer, you are not coming and saying, I only care about Mr. X. You are saying, I care about the Jewish people. But I can't relate to all the Jewish people. I'm a human being. So let me ultimately relate to one person, and I now can acknowledge, imagine this story that I know, multiplied by thousands and millions. It's not copy-paste. God forbid. It is one line, and then another line, and then another line that you write in a document in the computer. And therefore, it is extremely important when we daven for a chole in davening that we say, Mr. X b'toch shar chole Yisrael. Because that way we can relate to the general tragedy by focusing on one person. Right now we're in a terrible situation. And I don't want to mitigate it. It's a terrible situation. We're being attacked, and we don't know where the next rocket's going to fall. It is abnormal to listen to a radio station, and every 2 minutes they say, in another 90 seconds, another missile might fall. And anyone that thinks that's normal is an idiot. Whoever comes along and says, let them live with it, is a moron, and I stand on what I just said. I live with it, you know, what can you do? That's not, live here, and then a rockin can fall any moment. Oh, that's okay. That's part of the general dangers we take upon ourselves. Like going into a car, you may get into an accident. So, you know, you take it into consideration. No, that's not taken into consideration. That's acute danger. In this terrible situation, you may ask, what can we do? What can we do? So one response is we should daven for everyone. We should take care of everyone. Well, we can't do that. Only God can do that. I think our job is to take one case, two cases, three cases, focus on it, and say the words, B'toch Shar Tzarchei Yisrael, within the midst of all the other needs of the Jewish people. Because if every one of us would do that, if every one of us would take one case, it could be my neighbor that was taken into reserves over Shabbos, or it can be my relative that's down south, then imagine what will happen. So let's take this into consideration. You know one person, you know another person, Bruce, Alex knows another person, etc., etc. What's going to eventually happen? All the needs of the Jewish people will be brought before God. Every last one of them. If we all pinpoint on our neighbor, our friend, and that's our concern, and we say, B'toch Shar Chodei Yisrael, and everyone else does it as well, each one taking in one person, one chayal, or one member of the south of Israel, I believe all the needs of the Jewish people will eventually come before God authentically. Because you can have kavanah for your neighbor, and you can have kavanah for your relative. And eventually, good kavanah, intent, davening comes before God. Let's take this to the physical realm. Take it out of prayer. Imagine if you go ahead and say, I want to take care of one unit in the army, give them all wool hats so they shouldn't be cold. That's all you take care of. Imagine multiply that by all the members of this community, each one taking one yechida, one unit. Eventually, the needs of the army will be met. The needs of the Jewish people will be met. Therefore, we're not mishmashing when we say, B'toch Shar Chovei Yisrael, and when you pay a shiva call, B'toch Shar Avalei Tzion V'Yerushalayim. Ultimately, we are concerned for all the Jewish people. We don't want to go before God and give him payoff money and say, just take care of my guy. God forbid. What does the Pasuk say about God? Asher lo yisaf panim ve'lo yikach shochad. You can pay off a king, you can pay off many people, you can't pay off God. We are caring about the Jewish people. We can't relate to all the Jewish people. We try, but we can't. We haven't seen it. Even if you sit in front of your internet all day and you see all the needs of the Jewish people as far as you can see, you still can't get to all the needs of the Jewish people because the internet doesn't report all the needs of the Jewish people. You have to pinpoint, focus on one thing. And then you say, B'toch Shar Chulei Yisrael. You have to try to make sure that your neighbor is not focusing on the same thing, and this way all the needs of the Jewish people are taken care of. That's what I believe we should do right now. In davening, in learning, in anything we do, it's very, very simplified to say, Acheinu kol Beit Yisrael netunim v'tzara v'shivya. Very, very nice. If you say, Acheinu kol Beit Yisrael, then say, and I'm pinpointing on my chayal X, not God. Take care of him more than the others, God forbid. No. But rather, I can relate to one person, and that's the person I am relating to. Just to finish this point, I'll tell you what we can't do, what I find unacceptable to do. The opposite, the corollary of this, is to go around life, go about our business in the next few days, and say, this has nothing to do with me. Look, I'm a good citizen. They decided not to take me into the army, so I'm not in the army. I'm living here. For some reason, we're not targeted as much as other places, so let me go about my business. I gotta do what I gotta do. I find that unacceptable. I find it unacceptable on the one hand to say, oh yeah, I'm davening for everyone. I think that's not a good davening. But I find it equally unacceptable to say, it's not my business. It's not my business. In other words, I worry about them, but I'm not going to change anything in my own personal life or my personal davening or my personal learning or my personal routine because, you know, there's soldiers now fighting and there's people taking into reserves and there's people getting rockets into their windows all day. You know, what can I do? I can't help it. I'm not a politician. I'm not a security expert and I'm not in the army. So what do you want me to do about it? That I find equally unacceptable. The Rambam says, very explicitly, a scary statement. He says certain people, as much as they try, don't have a share in Olam Haba. Who do you think is on the list? Let's take a guess around the table. Who's on the list? Doesn't have a share to Olam Haba.
Kofar Be'ikar.
Kofar Be'ikar. A big kofar. Okay. Scoffers. Rishayim.
People remove themselves from
Olam Haba. The Rambam has a chiddush. People who remove themselves from the klal. People who, when the klal daven for a tzara, he's not in that service. When everybody is fasting, he's not fasting. He's his own business. He's a good person. He pays his taxes. He doesn't hurt anyone. He drives safely. He raises a nice family. He is all right. He just doesn't get involved in anything beyond his own four corners, four walls that encompass his home. Says the Rambam, he can be an upright tzaddik. He can keep every chumrah on Shabbos. He only eats from this kashrus and not from that kashrus. He's a mahadrinik. And he doesn't have a share to Olam Haba. If you motziyat atzmo min haklal, if you take yourself out of what's happening to the Jewish nation, then God forbid you don't have a share in Olam Haba. It's very difficult to relate to a big, big, big tragedy. I mean, it's easier for us to relate to something specific. There is a big tragedy right now. People having rockets going through their windows on the one hand. Friday night, Shabbos, our own neighbors are being taken into reserves, and who knows if we're not next on the list. People are right now living in fear. There's no school within 40 kilometers of Gaza. These are terrible things. If you, God forbid, say it's too big, I can't relate to it, you, God forbid, are on the list of not having a share of Olam Haba. What can we do? Relate to one thing, one chole, but make sure to say B'toch Shar Chole Yisrael. I am relating to X because I can understand X, and I'm going to try to multiply that in my mind by thousands and thousands and thousands. What I can't do is take a step back and say, it's so difficult, I can't do it. I got to do what I got. I got to teach my shir. I got to do my exercise. That's what I have to do this morning. So therefore, to sum up, we daven for one specific person, not as a means to take care of only him, but as a means that every one of us will eventually bring authentic prayers before God, so all the needs of the Jewish people are covered. You take care of Mr. X, you take care of Mr. Y, eventually all the alphabet comes before God. What we can do is take a step back and say, well, since we can't relate to it, then why bother?